This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden said Wednesday it's clear that voters in the United States are still frustrated despite a better-than-expected showing by Democrats in a few states after Tuesday's election day. Biden ticked off some good news. The pandemic no longer controls American lives. In his words, historic investments are leading companies to create tens of thousands of good jobs. Unemployment is down, and Biden said all this has happened while the government is lowering the federal deficit. Of the final vote results, while many races are still being tallied, Biden called it a moving target right now.
There will be a runoff. We can look at the outstanding vote totals, and neither one would be over 50%.
That's Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger announcing the next steps in the U.S. state of Georgia's efforts to elect its next senator. Neither Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock nor Republican challenger Herschel Walker got enough votes for a general election majority required under state law. The two candidates will now meet again in a vote on December 6th. AP's Meg Kennard says the outcome of that race could have much larger implications.
With 4 weeks to go until we have a winner in the Georgia Senate contest, we may not know until then which party will be in control of the United States Senate.
That's AP's Meg Kennard on the Georgia state runoff scheduled for December 6th. Romania announced Wednesday the United States will provide funding worth more than $3 billion for the construction of two new nuclear reactors in the Eastern European country. The project is scheduled to start next year. You can find more on this and all the stories.